The Run It Back podcast is brought to you by Barnaby's of America in Havertown, PA, the only sports bar in Delco where you can get great food, great beer, while watching your favorite teams.
PG Bloggers.
PG Bloggers.
The PG Bloggers.
PG Bloggers.
The PG Bloggers.
PG Bloggers.
PG Bloggers.
PG Bloggers.
The PG Bloggers, man. The PG GOAT with the PG Bloggers. Please don't say the John if you ain't saying it twice. Please don't add the dime and saying it right.
All right, this is PG Vlogger's Run It Back podcast episode. Trace?
Is episode three?
It's episode three.
This is episode three,
yeah.
Baby. What up?
We're back, dude. Run It Back podcast. It's your boy Mark Jamgo, if you ain't know.
We out here. We got the lawnmowers in the background. We got the Angry Fan axes.
I like doing the podcast outside. Fans, let us know what you think. He wants to do it inside, I want to do it outside, pause.
I mean, yeah, pause, seriously. I mean, clearly the quality will be better inside, but...
We like the idea of doing it outside.
Yeah, you're a little weird, but, you know, it's like 98 degrees right now, so it's...
Yeah, it's
I'm going to be sweating
hell.
This
we're,
fucking...
We're in the Philadelphia suburbs. This is it, we're here in the Philly suburbs.
Facts!
I mean, we're out by the Garden, it's Garden Sunday. Man, how you feeling today, bro?
Garden Sunday, baby.
How you feeling today?
I'm all right, just a little hot. That's about it. I want to talk about these topics, though.
What topic
I want to talk about
into?
The latest announcement from King of the Dot. Immaculate, he's back. It's been a little
Who's
while Ilmac for Ilmac.
Masker, King of the Dot?
Yeah, baby, yeah.
You got, what, July 22nd, right?
Yes, against the Kingpin. He's back on King of the Dot as well. It's been a while for him as well, I believe.
When's the last Chilla battle? I feel like we haven't seen
know.
Chilla battle in a while.
I can't really think, man. I mean, has he battled this year? Yeah, he did.
This is all freestyle, so we're not fact checking here right now.
I can't really think. Who has he battled? Arcane, that was like Roll Dom.
Always just go back to the Cortez battle. That's like the last memorable
That's like
shit.
A year and a half
that was
ago.
Born Legacy 2, right?
That wasn't even a good battle.
Nah, but that's like the last one that's in my mind from him.
That was a really underwhelming battle, man. That battle.
What,
that was the that was the first battle to drop from Born Legacy 2,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
Like, that was not a very good Chilla or Cortez to me.
So,
but it
so
was
you got,
a debatable battle.
You got B-Magic. You got Chilla Jones and you got Ilmac.
Yeah.
Masker 3.
Pen against
King
Pen.
Of Dot. I got Ilmac, dude.
Why?
He's a vet, dude.
Okay, so is Chilla. What the fuck does that mean?
Chilla's a vet? Yeah, Chilla's a vet.
What? You want to bang the table like you did last podcast so everyone can hear it? That's what it fucking
no,
sounded
chill,
like.
Bro.
That's what it fucking sounded like.
I think, yo, is Ilmac's pen better than Chilla's?
Excuse you?
Yo, Ilmac's pen is crazy, dude.
Wait, excuse you? It's better than Chilla Jones?
Ilmac's pen is... It's close.
It's not
dude.
Up to par.
It's not even close.
Ilmac's not top 10 in my book.
Pen?
I'll give you. I'll
Ilmac's
give you.
Not top 10 pen.
Maybe
Ilmac
King of the Dot.
Top 10 pen.
Maybe in King of the Dot.
Oh come on.
What are you
talking? What?
I can go. I'll name
ask,
you. I'll
yo,
name
ask,
you right. I'll name you better right
I'm
now.
I'm gonna slam the table. Ask any vet. Ask any vet if Ilmac's in their top 10.
Okay,
pen-wise,
I wouldn't argue that, but
they
like,
will say hell yeah.
Okay, but it's debatable. I'll give you some names.
It's all debatable, dude. All
right,
everything's
so
debatable.
I can give you people
that's
that
why
definitely
we're here.
Pens are definitely better than Ilmac, right? JC, QP, Lux, B Magic. Maybe Magic not at the moment. Just I mean,
I
that's
could,
performance
I could argue
wise.
All of these right now, with the exception of maybe
I'm just I'm all right, this is what I'm just let me go. Cortez. Daylight.
Pen is not better than Ilmac.
Yes, it is.
No,
Daylight.
It's not.
Daylight. Who else can we go here? Who else can we go?
Cortez Penn is better than Ilmac?
Yeah. I think right now, yeah. I'm seeing more of Cortez, and I'm seeing great Cortezes, so. By the way, Tech N9ne, you're a fucking idiot for that.
Yo, the more Cortez you see,
Tech N9ne,
the better his Penn.
If I ever see you on Champion, Daylight and Cortez is a classic. He's getting killed in the comments, dude. He's getting killed in the comments.
Tech, that was crazy. He's good for the show, though, because... Because he gets people talking, like he.
I love no, I
angles,
love Tech. I love Tech because I
he gives angles us, that not a lot of people take, and it gets people excited to like argue back, dude. So that's I think that's good for the show in a way.
Oh no, it's great. You know what? It's great for the show.
Some of his views are kind of crazy.
Like Hollow and Lux is
dude,
not
me,
a good battle.
He had
apparently,
me dying laughing. On
I know,
set, dude.
And you need to destroy. Yo, you have a chance to destroy Tech on Champion.
I will. I will. All
right, well, when's that going to be? We need to see that. You have chances to destroy his viewpoints.
I'm going to destroy Vada Fly, too, when I see him on
Ooh.
Set, too. I'm going to destroy Vada.
Ooh,
I'm going to call him out.
All right.
I can't wait. I can't wait. But Ilmac and Chilla Jones, bro.
I like Chilla in this battle. The last Ilmac we saw, was that Roan? And that Ilmac wasn't very good.
That wasn't a great Ilmac.
Okay, and I'm going off the last performances I've
seen. Ilmac Diz, Ilmac.
That's a while ago. That's a while ago, you know what I mean? So,
What Chilla performance are we talking about? Oh, wait, we battled.
Recently?
RBE?
Alright, go ahead and talk while I fucking look for a battle.
I'm looking
for the last Chilla shit.
I still can't believe you disrespected Ilmac's pen like that.
I didn't disrespect his pen. He has a good pen. He has an intricate pen, but it's
you
not...
You remember him against Big K?
Yes, of course! And Big K beat him.
That was an awful pen.
Big K beat him.
No, he didn't.
Chilla Jones versus, let's see what the
he
last
had the two
shit
on
he
had. Two last year at the double
impact. Arsenal. He beat Arsenal. Chilla beat Arsenal.
Chilla and
remember
Ars.
When?
Oh,
has,
that was
UW. Has Ilmac ever had a body like Chilla had against Prep?
That was UW, right? Chilla and Ars. I'd Ars.
Okay.
I'd Ars.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
All right, so on camera, when it came out on YouTube, I had Chilla. On the pay per view, I actually had Arsenal.
Because Chilla's pen is crazy.
You're a hater. I think that's what it is.
Nah, Chilla, you're dope, bro. I love your
Oh,
style,
no,
bro.
You love him? Yeah?
I don't
Fuck
know if I love
here,
you.
Dude.
I don't know if I love you against Ilmac, though, dude. Ilmac's a legend, dude.
All right, let's see. No, all right. The last Chilla we saw was Arsenal.
Yo, I bet you some of the
Got
fans would put Ilmac on, like, their
Mount
Rushmore,
Rushmore,
dude.
Yeah,
if you did, like, an all, like, King of the Dot Mount Rushmore, Ilmac might be on that, dude.
Yeah, Ilmac is Thesaurus.
Mac and Saurus, bro. They're two legends, no matter how you chop it up. I don't like when people hate on them, dude. You got to pay your respects to the legends, dude.
Facts.
That's what I'm talking about. A lot of fans don't do that.
No, I agree with you. But listen, all right, so has Ilmac had a body like Chilla had against Prep?
Oh, here we go.
I'm asking.
Yo,
go
I've
ahead.
Seen so many Ilmac battles. I guarantee you he's got bodies.
Besides
can't,
the DNA battle, Ilmac body DNA,
head.
But has he had something like Chilla did to Prep?
I can't think
Chilla,
of it off the top of the head.
Chilla.
In Grind Time, probably, yeah.
That was Grind Time.
And King of the Dot.
That was Grind Time.
King of the Dot, he probably had bodies.
They had
a couple bodies in the 2-on-2 run they had.
Yo, Chilla.
Even in King of the Dot.
Chilla arguably has one of the biggest bodies ever in Battle Rap history.
So he's going to beat Ilmac because of that?
No, I'm just comparing. We're just arguing.
Valid here. I mean, you could. These are alternative facts.
And if Chilla turns up like that, like he did against Prep, it's a long night for Ilmac. I'm saying. That's when Chilla.
I'm willing.
If he turns up like that, Ilmac's not
20
winning.
$20.
All
right. Let's do it. Come on, dude. Let's go.
Let's fucking do it.
I got $20 on Ilmac.
$20 on Chilla.
Yo, for the fans, that's all I can afford. Right,
and
$20. don't kill me. $20 is all I can afford right now. I mean,
we're broke.
Podcast
outside. Yeah, come on, man.
A couple metal chairs here. A table. You know what I mean?
Dang, on the table.
I got Ilmac taking this, bro. I got Ilmac.
Okay.
2-1.
2-1. I got Chilla 2-1.
It'll be debatable on camera, and I hate to say that because any battle is debatable, but...
Yeah. I like this battle, though. I like it
both
a lot.
Two of the top pens in King of the Dot.
Yeah.
I mean, you that's hard to argue. They're two of the top pens in King of the Dot.
Right.
I got Ilmac 2-1.
Chilla 2-1. Massacre's looking good, man. I like it so far.
Yeah,
I don't love it, but I like it.
It's solid, dude. The names are there.
Yeah, but you
know
want
I mean?
The
names
matchups
are there.
To be there, too. So, you know.
We were talking about this. We could talk about this briefly. I don't know, because I was just thinking of like how Calico was on the first Massacre.
Facts.
Against Pat, right?
Facts.
Do you want to see King of the Dot in URL? Do you think that will ever happen?
I think you guys are talking about on Champion.
I want to get your take on it.
I would love for it to happen. I mean, here's the thing, though. I can give you my opinion, but a lot of it's going to be not based off what Black said, but I agree 100% with what Black said. It's just like, who's going to get the footage? You know, it's an ego money thing.
Yeah.
Like, what? How are they going to agree upon it? I would love for it to happen.
I mean, I think anybody would love for it to happen, and that's what we were talking about. But it's like, you got to be realistic. You got to look at the money. You got to look at the viewership. You got to look at the channels. You got to look at who's making the money.
Where would the events?
How
be
much
at?
Money you need to book it? I mean, we go on for days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it in Toronto or is it in New York?
Right.
Okay. what size venue, who's getting, how they split the door money, how they split the pay-per-view money. You know what I mean? Like, there's way too much to talk about. But, yeah, of course the fans would love to say it, and I would too, but... And we've seen it already, though. Like, I think somebody in the comments said, like, the Duel in the Desert, that was supposed to be URL event.
Yeah, that was King of the Dot.
Ended up being King of the Dot. Yeah. Like, that was a lot of King of the Dot URL. A lot of the King of the Dot events
have URL guys on it already.
Yeah, John Cerrone. Yeah, but Doug had Tay Rock Cerrone.
Yeah, how crazy would it be to have KOTD versus URL in, like, Irving Plaza? Like, fucking Big K versus Shug. Like, fucking Pat Stay versus even Shug,
dude,
too.
Pat,
but like,
Pat Stay on Irving Plaza stage, bro. I can't even imagine.
Diz versus Tay Rock.
I couldn't even imagine.
I got Rock beating Diz. On URL.
On URL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on KOTD,
Diz would wipe the floor at Rock on King of the Dot. That's just my opinion.
Wipe the floor? Like a body bag?
I wouldn't say body, but... Because you're going to have the... It's never going to be a body to everybody, dude. Because there's too many diehards out there. There's too many diehard fans.
Yeah. JC, like, Cerrone beat Tay Rock. But, you know, they're all the Rock fans that are like, well, you know,
that's what
on
I mean.
Camera.
Cerrone's
yeah.
corny or like yeah. shit like that. You're always going to have fans that say that. But I think Diz and Tay Rock...
I like that. I love that matchup, honestly.
What, how about if it was in, like, a neutral site? Not New York, not Toronto.
Like,
Not out west, and not out west.
Not out west.
Because Disney,
maybe like
Toronto
Detroit?
Is loved just as much as he is in, like, Los Angeles.
Yeah. What about, like, a Detroit or something?
Or, like, a St. Louis or something.
I like St. Louis. You think URL is going to go back out there?
I think, like...
is URL going to go back out there?
URL? Probably not. Probably not.
Beasley gonna have to see.
I don't know if
Magic.
They can pack venues out in St. Louis like they can in New York.
Nah.
And then,
I mean, it depends if you have it on the card.
And then listen, I'd say I don't want to throw a percentage out there. I'll just say a majority of your battlers are in the tri-state, or in the tri. Shut up, dude. A majority of your battlers are in the tri-state area.
Right.
A lot of these guys aren't flying in.
Right.
Even if you're like a Big K, you're probably Av drives up.
To every event. Irving Plaza, every time. He puts on Facebook, who's going with us to drive with us to Irving Plaza.
He's not flying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And URL's not paying for a flight, otherwise he'd be flying.
That's
you
a fact.
You know what I mean?
That's
and
a fact.
Flights aren't cheap, so, I mean, he's driving up.
Pay these battlers a little more then. But they don't got the money like that.
That's what Tech said. URL's got to stop being cheap. Are they being cheap?
I don't know. I don't know what...
I don't know, man.
Shouldn't know that stuff. Like we said about being professional in battle rap.
I would like to know myself. But
yeah,
I'm not going to sit here and, like, break down their figures and stuff for every event. You know what I mean? Like, that's not for, like...
us to the freaking talk about.
I mean, you could look up NBA's, like... Well, all that's in the public anyway, like, player salaries and stuff.
Yeah, so
that's a different story, dude. That's when you're talking millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, they ain't making millions. They're making $5,000 to $10,000, if that. I wonder how much these battlers are making on Ascension today. Average 500.
Paid, dude. Yeah, they're probably getting paid. It's a pretty decent card, but...
It's not Born Legacy, so they're getting paid.
Nah.
Oh, goodness. By the way, Ascension's today. If you're in the New York area, get to that shit. I don't know how big that venue is, but, you know.
I think it's at, like, 200 people. I think what we're going to do is probably hold it out till Summer Madness.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I know the fans keep asking if we're going to be making it to the events... But, you know, we got lives, too, so, you know, it's
these events aren't cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's
we're
tough.
A couple-hour drive away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not that far.
Yeah.
But,
and Summer Madness is looking...
We'll be Summer Madness. A Double Impact, we will not be in the building.
Nope.
But we will definitely be tuned in. I'm excited for that card, still. You excited?
Yeah, honestly, with Double Impact?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't really see too many blogs about it. They're not really helping me be excited for it. They're giving me more of a reason not to go. I'm sorry. Like, the car was a little better, I'd probably go.
The fans that are going to be in the building, you might be in for a special treat. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be, but I've heard some things. So be on the lookout for something big at Double Impact.
I think Slave already tweet about it? He already did.
I don't know. Slave's got the insider info, too. Like,
yeah, but he likes to talk about it out loud,
yeah.
though. Like, we get the inside info, and we just keep it under wraps. And there's people like Slave who just love to throw it out there. I don't think he threw out the match, but he freaking...
Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Y'all will know.
Yeah, you'll so. See. You'll see on June
24th. DI2. Yeah.
Damn, that's 2 weeks away.
It is. It is.
Yo, Goods, I hope you're writing, bro, because we damn sure know Charlie ain't. Charlie is not writing right
They're
now,
losing.
Dude.
They're losing. So.
Charlie is not writing. Goods, get on the phone right now. If you're watching this blog, turn it off.
Facts.
Get Charlie on the phone and tell him to start writing, bro.
Yeah, switch gears from battle rap to the hip hop. Can we talk about? No, I don't want to talk about that yet.
You want to talk about this?
Nah, not yet. Fresh 83. I want to talk about everyday struggle.
Oh,
I know you love the show.
I love Everyday Struggle.
Tell me why you love the show.
I watch it every day.
Tell me why you love the show.
It's fun. They talk about current topics in hip hop, sports, the world.
Yeah, but some topics don't need to be talked about.
That's my only gripe with the show.
Like, okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
If it was 3 days a week, rather than even four, right now, though, I don't think they're doing 5 days a week.
No, four. But hey, I can't, dude, 4 days a week, it's like they talk about Migos. It feels like they talk about Nicki every day. It feels like they talk about Migos,
Joe
Future.
It's like,
all right, I get it. Like, I don't care about Justin Bieber's Humble remix. I don't give a fuck about Safari and Nicki's breakup that happened 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Don't disrespect, like, Everyday Struggle, bro.
I'm not disrespecting.
Don't disrespect the moon guy.
Because his button. Because his button.
The moon guy, Joe Budden.
Because Budden sits there with his freaking arms crossed, with his fucking hat.
His tight pants.
Come on, dude. That show was
funniest
hilarious.
Thing ever. Funny. Speaking of Everyday Struggle, 2 Chainz albums coming out.
Facts. He was just on the show. I did not finish the episode yet, but fire shit so far.
Yo, he was giving game to Joe, dude.
Facts.
It was funny. It was funny.
That's crazy.
It was good.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Do you like Chainz music?
Yes and no.
This is running back, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, freaking stop with the freaking table, dude.
Jesus. I can't help it sometimes.
Fucking spider shit.
This is running back, dude.
Yeah.
No holding back here, because we'll run
like,
it back and see what you said.
What was his last album? I don't know.
Let's fact check here.
Go on Apple Music.
He had like Boats 2. Which is based
yeah,
on the story, too.
Yeah, not a fan. I haven't listened to that in like 2 or 3 years, but I remember I wasn't a fan of that.
Fed's Watching.
Fed's Watching is a good, very good track.
Used 2 was on there. I think those were the 2 singles.
Yeah, but back when he was Titty Boy, yeah. That's when he was good.
Duffel Bag Boy.
Yeah.
Signed to Ludacris.
Yep.
He paid his way out of that deal, dude.
He did.
He paid $100,000 to get out of that deal.
Did he really?
With his own money, he said.
Is that he was always set on that Everyday Struggle?
That's what he said, yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. What year was that?
And he said it was like no slight to
Luda. That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then he made Based on a True Story.
I can't remember what year that was, dude. 2004, 2005, 2006.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, like, for some of these artists, like, you had, like, Game, which we're going to talk about. I mean, he was 25 when he made the documentary. You know, that's a classic. Like, and that's a pretty good age. I mean,
I think
Nas
he was recording it when he was like 23, 24.
24? Right.
Yeah.
And then you had Nas made Illmatic at 18.
Crazy, man. That's why some of these...
18 and 19 he made. It was written in Illmatic. That's crazy. Young Guns, 21 when they made Tough Love.
That's why a lot of these like debut albums are like so classic because... Like, it might have been Joe that said it, like, they can write about their whole lives.
You know what's funny? I was going to say, why can't they do the second album? Like,
this is what they said.
Yeah.
Go ahead, what were we going to say?
No, Game, I was on YouTube and I saw Game did an interview with Larry King. This was a couple of years ago. You probably saw it.
This will be a good segue into the next topic, though.
Yeah. You're right. But Game was talking about how him and 50, you know, they drew and they shot at each other or whatever. But I think one of the questions was from a fan or something. Larry King was like, a fan says, what else are you going to talk about in your music from now on? And Game was like, well, I'm 33. I still have more to talk about. Like, I've only put out 5 discs, 5 albums. I mean, I have so much more to talk about. So, but why is it that the first album...
I'm gonna tell you
usually
why
like,
right now.
Okay, go ahead.
First album, like I said, you have your whole life to talk about in one album.
Right.
So it's from when you were growing up.
Right. To now.
How you got your friends, where your friends are at now, that you've, you know.
Right.
Because before it wasn't how it is now where, like, the internet creates your buzz. And you stay on the internet before you, like, blow up for like, a while.
Yeah. Before, so you might talk about all the shit for a debut album.
Yeah.
On mixtapes and
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And but, the game had so many mixtapes before this album came out, Documentary. Right. But like, so your first album, right?
Yeah.
Your first album, you got your whole life to talk about.
Right.
And then the second album, once this first debut album sells, goes platinum, crazy singles, everything like that, what they say is the label, they want you to flip that, like, again, real quick. Like, they want you to put that second album out
right.
real fast because the first one was so successful
right.
that they rush to make songs for the second one, and it's not as good quality. So when you go to make that second album,
right,
the label wants to, like, make you put it out, like, super fast because the first one did so well that I think they're putting pressure on the artist to, like, make songs too quickly. So I think the quality diminishes a little bit. Now I'm like, saying that's for everybody.
You got J. Cole where he put out two incredible classic mixtapes before he put out his first album.
Right.
You had
right.
the Warm Up and Friday Night Lights, which to me, Friday Night Lights is his best shit ever.
Yeah.
I
mean,
and,
arguably, yeah.
Yeah, arguably. And then, I mean, and he still managed to make Sideline Swords, which to me is a classic. You know what I mean? Born Sinner, great album. VF Forest Hill Drive, which is some people consider his best work to date. I don't
do.
Agree, but, like, I mean...
I like his first album better.
So, you can say, like, all right, well, a lot of, you know, artists in the past have been able to make the first album was their best work, and it took their whole life, but then Cole's been able to, you know what I mean?
He's been able to sustain it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another example, Kendrick, Good Kid, Mad City. I think that's his best work today. I don't think that's really a question.
That's certified.
That's classic.
Yeah, it's certified. No,
I think
did
your boy Jake say that's not a classic? I think he said that. But yeah, Jake. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with
shout
you.
Shout out to Jake. Don't disrespect Jake.
Nah, Jake's the man, but I'm disrespecting him right now. Jake knows all of them.
I don't know.
No, he did. I remember he made a Facebook post and he said, how many classics have we had since 2005, I believe?
He was probably shooting from the hip on that one, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of 2005.
Yeah, Documentary.
How many people bought this album? You ever see this album like this?
Nah, I have. That's the.
Have you ever
that's
seen
the
this
DVD.
Album like this? I don't know if the camera can catch this or not, but this was this was when it first came out. I purchased this album.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like a senior in high school or something when this album came out.
You're old as fuck.
I'm old as
shit. You're old as fuck, dude.
But nah, the Game Documentary. Let's talk about it, dude. Compton.
Did this revitalize the West Coast at that time?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, who else was coming out West Coast
at
that time?
When Dr. Dre put out Chronic 2001, that was technically 01. Like 99. No,
that was
that 99? Came out like 99,
okay.
2000. That wasn't even 2001.
So why was it called the 2001? I'm asking you.
Because we were at the turn of the century, I guess. That's what I'm guessing. I'm pretty sure that album came out in 99.
Are you sure? Can I do the research real quick?
Yeah, fact
check. But that's another classic, right? That's
yeah. But all right, so let's just say between 2000 and 2005. Again, this is all freestyle right now. What West Coast artists were popping? You had Snoop. You had Snoop that was putting out like dropping like It's Hot at the time.
Yeah.
He was getting a little bit more commercial, getting a little bit away from the like West Coast gangster rap, I guess so-called gangster rap. Then the Game came out. Excuse me. And he was putting out mixtape after mixtape of like he was on a lot of Clue mixtapes with Fabulous. He was on like a lot of West Coast DJs mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got hooked up. He got linked up with 50 and Jimmy Iovine,
right.
Eminem, Dr. Dre. And they put out this body of work. How do you feel about the documentary?
It's clearly his best project
to this date.
Yeah. Oh, clearly. Doctor's Advocate's not better. Documentary 2's not better.
Is Doctor's Advocate a classic?
That's what we want to know. That's what we want to know.
About like a year and a half, maybe a little bit longer than a year and a half after Documentary.
Yeah, and this was him showing that he could do it without Dre, right? That's what
and
he was. That's okay.
And
that was the whole point of the project. That was the whole point of the project.
This was
right?
on Geffen Records.
Okay.
The first one was G-Unit Records, Shady
right,
Aftermath,
right.
Interscope.
I mean, this is when he had beef with 50? When the beef started?
Yeah, because he put out Man.
But he didn't have beef with Dre, though. He just wanted to show that he could do it without him, right?
He didn't have beef with Dre.
No, but I'm asking that the whole point of that album
correct,
was
correct.
That's why it's Doctor's
yeah,
Advocate.
No,
because
no Dre beats on Doctor's Advocate.
And he made it clear that he still loved Dre, but he just wanted
course,
to show
yeah,
that he could make a good album without him.
Correct, yeah. But
it was a great album, but it's not a classic.
Doctor's Advocate, great album, not... I don't even think it's really near a classic.
Yeah. My friend.
I mean, if you're a hardcore game fan, you might say that. And I'm close to a hardcore game fan. Like, I have a lot of his albums and mixtapes, too. But Doctor's Advocate, nah. I think LA, not LAX.
LAX Jesus like 24. Peace. I don't like you like
Jesus Peace. Peace is,
you know what's crazy?
Crazy.
Jesus, listen. I think what threw me off, because I remember when that album came out, I listened to it, I liked it, but I just thought to myself, like, this motherfucker can't do the album by himself. He had like
a lot of features.
I don't like that though. I just want to hear a game. I like a couple features here and there. I don't like that.
Compton had
and
a
he showed
track, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you had people on the hook on a lot. Right, so I'm cool with guys doing shit on hooks.
West Side Story had 50.
Right, that's cool. That's different.
How We Do had 50. Don't Need Your Love had Faith Evans.
West Side Story, I don't care about hooks. I don't care. Motherfuckers didn't have hooks on that. That's a feature, but it's not. Alright? It is, but like you don't need to have all the rappers on the track to help you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not about helping. That's not necessarily helping, alright? I'm just telling you what I...
All right, that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
All right, then tell me your opinion.
Feature's a feature. If you... Yo,
I know, but he had, like... He had the... Who was the girl from Flowetry on the one track? Who was it?
Marcia. Okay, Marcia Ambrosius.
Yeah. That's okay. It's different. That's the hook.
That's a feature.
But it's... He got someone to... He's not a singer. He's a rapper.
Yo, if you want to... Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Yo, I need a feature from Nate Dogg. That's a feature.
Yeah, but he's singing on hooks.
On a track.
It's on a hook, though, because he can't sing. He's a rapper.
Yeah, but nah, they usually have, like, a bridge in the song, too, that they sing.
It's
T-Pain,
different.
That's
different.
A feature.
Yeah, he's from Compton, and Nate Dogg, it's all right, dude. He's Nate Dogg from L.A., whatever.
I know it's all right.
That's different.
You don't got to tell me if that's all right. I know it's all right.
Yeah, I don't know about all you, all right, bud.
Jesus Peace. You got Meek Mill. You got 2 Chainz and Rosé.
Ali Boumaye is a classic track, by the way.
You got Kanye West and Common. Then you got J. Cole. Then you got Trey Songz.
Yeah.
Then you got Wayne, Sean, Fab, and Jeremih.
Okay.
This is all in Jesus Peace.
Yeah.
Pusha T.
Keep going with the features. I can count.
Kendrick.
That's like 30 right there.
Right?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is on a track. You got a couple people singing hooks on the other two. Then you got Chris Brown, Tyga, Wiz, Wayne on another track. And then you got Jeezy and Future on another track. And there's
that's
16,
a lot, dude.
There's
that's
only
a lot.
16 tracks. So that's a lot of features.
That's
but
a lot of fucking features.
That's a lot of features.
How many features did Doctor's Advocate have?
A lot
have?
Of features, bro.
He had Looking At You, the
yeah,
shit.
I'm sorry, it's hot as hell out here, people.
It really is. I mean, he didn't really have too many features
I don't think
on Doctor's
he
Advocate.
The on the
but
back.
I can think about it and look. Asshole.
Chill with the cursing, bro.
Listen. He had Doctor's Advocate. I think he had Busta on that song.
What's your favorite
Why
game
you hate
project?
The-
Other than documentary.
Doctor's Advocate.
Are you just saying that? Cause it's
no,
right
no, no. That's, I mean,
we can run
facts.
Like, dude, LAX was good, but...
24 tracks.
What?
24 tracks on that shit.
LAX had 24? Jeez, man.
On the bad album, but I just it's a lot of tracks, dude. I don't...
More recently, he had that 1992 album.
I did not listen to that. That was last year.
He had the Red
was that
album,
good?
I think.
The Red album was like 2011, I believe. Documentary 2 was pretty... It was alright.
Documentary 2 wasn't a big fan of.
It was alright.
He
had 2.5 as well.
Yeah, he had 2.5. He put out a lot of music. See, I liked the mixtape game. He had like, but that was when he was beefing with 50.
Right.
Stop Snitching, Stop Lying. You Know What It Is. Volume 1, 2, and 3.
So I'll be honest, I never listened to those.
Story
I never listened
one
to those.
1 and 2. Like, I bought all those albums or like downloaded
tapes?
Them or whatever.
Yeah,
they were all mixtapes. That was a bulk of like what we were listening to in 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know what I mean? Like that was when he was probably in his prime too.
Right.
To be quite honest, you know what I mean?
Is he top 5 West Coast all time?
You could argue that. Absolutely.
Okay.
You
got Kendrick, you got Corrupt, you got Snoop, you got Dre.
Drake.
I mean, all right, he's not like a rapper like that. I know.
Rapping? But. Dude, The Game is a good rapper.
He's a great rapper.
Like he got a lot of flack for the what are you doing like a lot of the albums like Name Drop?
Yeah.
He would talk about the
names. Button talked about on Everyday Struggle a lot. Yeah. I mean, that's cool. You don't like it?
Button's killed Game. I'm sorry. Do your research, people. For those who
Button,
didn't
yeah,
know,
Button, yeah,
Button
beef
game
with Game.
Beefed.
Yeah. It was clean beef though. It was good for hip hop, right?
Actually, it was. I think it was on some like
really?
Street shit
really?
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Button a street dude?
Nah, he never claimed to be one. Never claimed.
That's all I'm asking you. Like,
but I think it was over some like street situation. But
yeah.
Then they beefed on records. So like,
and then they were cool about it.
Yeah. But yeah, go back and listen. You got some good records out of that for sure. But nah, I don't think
Doctor's Advocate is not a classic.
Ah, come on, dude. I mean,
it's a good album.
You got a lot of regular songs on this. Like
Scream on him is fire, though.
I know, that's but that, Swizz, that's Swizz you got, dude. On this album, you have a lot of like.
There's
commercial singles on Compton documentary.
Yeah, you could say
the song Compton's on Doctor's Advocate.
All right, I mean, produced. Like Father, Like Son is one of the best outros I've ever heard.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You had Nate from back to back on Where I'm From and Special. You had Nate Dogg, great hooks.
Dreams and Hate It or Love It are two crazy singles, dude.
Dreams is amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Amazing. So is Hate It or Love It, dude.
And both Just Blaze tracks he had on there were amazing, too. Church of Thugs and
Beats Are Fire.
What else was it?
Beats
No More Fun and Games?
Every beat. I think, you know, Havoc was on a beat, too. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, the No More Love.
Yeah. He's like, I think I need Prodigy on this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, like, the singles on Doctor's Advocate was One Blood.
Right.
Good, but not as good as Dreams or Hate It or Love It. And then, what else did he have?
How do you feel?
Let's Ride. Like, that song was okay.
It's cool. It was cool.
That song was like a
it wasn't
okay
bad.
Track. You want to play it at the barbecue or whatever.
Or you want to play it in the car to, you know. Yeah.
Whatever, that's cool. Like, there wasn't, like, standout hits. Like, yeah, there's a lot of, like, deep album cuts that were fire. But, like, in terms of commercial
success. You like the Eminem feature on...
Yeah, it was decent. It was needed for this album.
Yeah, but was it great? I feel whenever I listen to that track, I feel like the production kind of overpowers M, and it's kind of hard to hear him at points. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't really agree with that. Nah.
No?
I mean, I thought it was
I love the beat, too. M produced that.
Like, I'm rapping along with it. Yeah, the beat was fire. Yeah, beat was good.
I'm just asking. Okay.
Yeah, it was good. I think it was needed, because at that time, anybody from Shady Aftermath was on fire. G-Unit,
yeah.
50, yep. Banks.
And we'll do another segment, I think next week I want to do it. Who's the best in G-Unit? I want to just talk about that time period. You know, Banks. But
all right, so
we can talk about Game again.
And then we got to talk, 50. Like, you can speak on who's the best or the most successful, because we already know who the most successful is.
50, yeah.
That you want to talk about rapping, best songs, we can talk
I want to talk about that next week, though.
Yeah, that could be a topic for next
cool
week.
Cool with that.
Yeah.
What the fuck else is going on
What's
this
going
week,
on,
dude?
What? Anything I else in battle really... rap? You got Double Impact coming up.
You didn't watch Born in QP, did you?
I did not watch Born.
Good
in
battle.
QP
good
yet.
Battle.
We'll talk about that.
Shout out to Black Ice.
We're talk about BC and franchise.
Yeah. Do you like Geechee Gotti?
I love Geechee Gotti, man. That's one of my favorites right now.
Okay. Why
I only
like
seen
so
one
much?
Battle from him. Him and Stewie. That's it.
That's all I've seen from him, too.
That's all I need.
Born Legacy?
Yo, Geechee, just give me more of that. Pause. But give me more
Legacy?
Of what I saw. Give me more of what I saw.
Is that a Born Legacy right there? Geechee Gotti?
Yeah, against why two. Not? Why not?
Against who, I'm asking.
Who? Man, see, I haven't really thought about it, dude. Who to put him up against. Somebody that... I don't know if he'd be better against, like, a Style Clash or somebody that's got, like, the same type of swag as him. Because he's got, like... He's got, like, believability.
Right.
All right, I think Geechee's got, like, the believability factor. I think that's clear. I don't think that's anything.
Did he beat Stewie Newton?
Clearly.
3-0?
Clearly.
Yeah, all right.
Clearly. All right. I mean,
Stewie wasn't bad.
I think Stewie needs, like, a little bit more, like, charisma. If you, like,
add
a little bit more charisma or, like, a little bit of, like, swag while he's performing his shit, I think he'll be right up there. Because he was talking his shit. Like
he had
that Shel Silverstein bar. Nobody caught. I caught that. That was fire.
Didn't catch that.
That's because you're young as shit.
And you're old.
I was reading those books.
And you're an old head.
In the 90s, bro. You weren't even born yet.
94.
But, yeah, man. I want to see. I definitely want to see Geechee against, like, see, I always go right to Goods. Anybody with swag, I put him up against
fuck,
Goods.
Fuck, dude. Yo, Goods lost to Jeffrey. Goods lost. That's another one we need
GMB,
to talk about.
GMB, Grown Man Bars.
Goods lost to Jeff. Can we talk about that?
Let's
you know what you texted
it.
Me? You know what you texted me? And I knew it as soon as you said it.
Yo, don't put this. Don't put that.
No, nah, yeah, I'm putting it out. Yeah, I'm putting it out. Friend, I don't know who I go. I can't judge the battle. That's why I knew Goods lost. Because Goods against T-Top.
Why do you
Goods
have to
won.
Judge that? Why do you have to judge that? Why can't you just?
All right, why didn't you judge Goods and T-Top?
Because that was 3 rounds.
Fuck out of here, dude. Nah, just admit it.
Admit it on camera. Bro.
Admit it on camera right now. Goods lost.
No,
Goods lost
lose.
To Jeff.
He did not lose.
Goods lost to Jeff.
Yo.
Goods lost to Jeff.
Jeff is not beating Goods wearing that.
Goods
outfit,
lost to Jeff.
Goods is not beating Jeff looking like, I don't give a looking fuck like about some outfit. Old washed up lacrosse player, dude, from the fucking.
Yeah, and you're wearing Under Armour right now.
I'm wearing Nike. I'm in my backyard, dude.
All right, cool. They were
doing a podcast. He's on camera for a battle against a top.
We're on
legend.
Camera right now.
Okay.
All right, what the fuck are you talking about? We're top tier.
You're not top tier. I am.
Yeah.
I'm a legend, dude.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm shake the building.
I want to. Well, why did Goods win then?
Nah, I'm playing.
Wait, did you have Goods winning? Who'd you have winning?
I watched it once, dude.
Goods I don't care. Like I don't care minutes. How many times you watched it.
Goods rap for 4 minutes. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? I'll say it. What do you want me to say?
Who won the battle?
Jeff won. Jeff won. Sorry, Goods.
Thank
Jeff
you.
Jeff won.
Talking about.
You got body.
Talking about who can beat Goods convincingly right now?
Nobody.
Oh, Lux?
Nobody.
But Jeff just beat him.
No, he didn't, dude.
You just said Jeff won.
Because. I said, whatever you want me to say, I'll say it to the camera. Say Jeff won.
No, I said, who'd you have won in the battle?
I'll make you scream uncle.
I said it.
I'll make you scream uncle. Like Big K.
Holy
Big K
shit. I don't think. No. I still want to see Lux and Goods. But
definitely want
Goods
to
lost to Jeff. But it was on iBattle, so it doesn't really matter. Let's be honest.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm just speaking from the fans' perspective. Come on. Yo, you mind if I take this DVD home so I can watch that?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
You dope
want,
with
dude.
That?
All
right, cool.
Make sure
so
you return the shit.
Yeah, by the way, that book, that rap album book, you still want to read that shit, right?
Yes.
The one that was all at Barnes & Noble? All right, I got you.
Yes.
I got you.
My God.
I'm not done it yet. They said Gold Digger was the best song of 2005. The most impactful rap song of 2005. Do you agree with that?
Probably the most played song. Played rap song.
And Kanye didn't even like that song.
That's still played today, dude.
Yo, Kanye didn't even like doing that song. You know that?
I never heard that story. Yeah. I think I may have heard that. Like,
I'm not saying that's like 100%. Like the source, maybe I got it from wasn't completely 100%. But
Kanye
did it for the album.
Kanye leaks dropped.
Really?
I know they were talking. About
He's doing an album in the fucking Wyoming right now.
They talked about it on the Budden podcast, I think, but I didn't hear the leaks. Apparently, they said it was garbage.
Real quick, can you tell me why Kanye needs to go to like Hawaii and Wyoming and Antarctica to do albums and shit? Can you tell me why?
He's weird.
Duh.
He's
facts.
Weird.
Facts. He is. I'm just asking. What do you think?
There's no other way around it.
Yeah. Do you
weird.
Think Kanye is like on some shit, or like do you think he? Do you think he needs
dude,
help?
Honestly, do I think he needs help? I'm not. Who am I to say? Some another.
I'm just
help,
asking from fans' perspective. What do you think?
I mean, I think
you know what's crazy though. I think we're also critiquing him because the music hasn't been there like it has when he was dropping College Dropout, when he was dropping. Late registration, graduation.
People grow and change, dude.
Right.
No matter what any artist says, oh, I never changed since I was back in the... Yes, everybody changes. You change every day. Your
right.
thoughts change every day.
Facts.
That's just people change, dude. Like, he's in a totally different space than he was even 3 years ago, dude.
You're right.
So it's like, all I want is good music at the end of the day, dude. You
no,
do whatever
no pun
you
intended.
Want. Huh?
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. No pun intended. At the end of the day, I don't care that you're in Wyoming. I don't care where you record. You want to record in Trump Plaza. You want to record with Trump in the background. You know, bobbing your shit.
I'm from
I
the hood.
Care.
I grew up having to rap over Mac sounds in the background.
Yeah, you want to be in the trap.
Yeah.
Doing your music. I don't care as long as when it's put out for the fans, I can bump it in the whip.
Yo, chance to
we
rap.
We can play it at a party. I can listen to it at the gym. Like that's all I want. I want something to sing along to. Yeah, I want a J-Hook. I want a Beyonce.
Drug dealing just to get by. Mac and money till the sky.
Crazy song right there.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't care where you are. We just want the music. We out here. Run it back.
Running
we just
back
want the music.
Podcast, baby.
Run it back. PG Bloggers just want some music, man. That's
I just
it.
Want the fucking music. Kanye, I need that. Graduation is personally my favorite. I'd say College Dropout's probably his best work. Another debut album. That's his best work.
But then Late Registration,
was
a lot
retarded.
Of...
Yeah.
It was retarded, exactly.
Not better than College Dropout. I'm sorry. College Dropout was
nah,
so
not
impactful.
Not better than College Dropout.
Nah.
No. I think Graduation is up there.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Graduation sonically was amazing to me.
Yeah, but then I think... I know we keep going back to Everyday Struggle and the Budden Podcast, but they were talking about this. I think... Nadeska was like the moderator. She was saying like she skips two of the songs. She skips Barry Bonds and
oh yeah, no, I like Barry Bonds.
What's the other
freaking, you know what song is terrible on the album? By the way, an album can be a classic and you can skip one song, by the way. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
I agree. All
right, because we can say that for another topic. But what is it? What freaking song is it? It's like Drunken Hot Girls. That song is terrible. The other track that song said, is terrible.
Drunken Hot Girls.
Yeah, that song is terrible.
I think Mos Def was in that.
Nah, he wasn't. I don't think he was.
Yes, he was.
All right, go look it up.
I'm fact-checking now, people. I'm fact-checking. Go graduation.
Fact-check. My point is that, but Graduation's, like, just amazing to me. Like, I mean, Big Brother is the outro, I think it was. That song is amazing.
Brother, I love
Big Brother. I get goosebumps. Like, I was listening to that a couple weeks ago.
I used to put that on repeat, bro.
Yeah, that song gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it. Speaking to Jay on that song is crazy.
Fire,
that song is amazing.
Of course it's fire, dude.
I miss that Kanye so much. But I think people are tired of talking about how much we miss the old Kanye. Like, it is what it is, man.
Yeah,
like,
at this point.
He could either be not making music at all, or we're getting the music we're getting from him.
Designer. You know what I mean? Designer signed to Good Music.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he is. Or he's affiliated with Good Music.
Pusha, let that happen.
He's affiliated. All right,
2 Chainz is affiliated with Good Music, and I'm cool with that.
That's Drunken Hot Girls featuring Mos Def.
Okay, I lied.
Yeah.
I lied. How many features do you have on that album?
Yo, this album is crazy. Yo, you got Good Morning. Love that beat. Great intro.
Amazing.
Champion. Stronger.
Champion.
Dude, Stronger.
Yeah, fucking Black needs to use that song for the fucking...
Black,
what's up, dude? Champion.
We got ideas for you, bro.
Yeah, bud, come on.
But,
put us on.
No, you got Stronger, which is probably one of the hottest singles of 2007 when this album dropped. And still played
that,
to this day.
Yeah,
you
know,
that was when T-Pain was at his height, and we're like, "Damn, another T-Pain feature!" But then they came out with Stronger.
Yeah, Stronger. Like a Daft Punk song. T-Pain's not on that song,
huh?
T-Pain's not on Stronger.
Oh my bad. I'm talking
Good
about
Life.
Good Life. My fault.
Stronger was amazing.
Stronger was amazing, and then came back with Good Life.
Facts.
Good Life. Another.
Those two were like, those were on the top charts of. For like a year straight.
Was that when T-Pain was like oversaturating himself? But
nah,
like every song was still
amazing,
fire?
Amazing, yeah.
Like, yo,
I think,
T-Pain,
I think,
we need... Yo, I
and him and Wayne just came out with a freaking...
I didn't listen
to that. There was like 8 songs in that shit.
Apparently they were all throwaways from like 2009 when they were
yeah.
about to make it. But the...
Nah.
I guess they couldn't get it...
Put it out.
Couldn't get it published or whatever.
Yeah.
So you had, Flashing Lights... That wasn't like a radio hit.
Flashing Lights
was
amazing.
That was like a crazy.
No, people were putting that wasn't
a
radio hit, but it was on the radio.
Yeah,
like
he had
you
a video
heard that.
For that.
Yeah.
Homecoming.
Amazing.
With Chris
with
Martin
Coldplay.
From Coldplay.
Yep.
I mean, he had these like legendary artists on this album, and he's like sprinkled the features where it like wasn't that much, that many. Dude, Graduation.
Classic. That's another.
That's
classic.
Right up there with College Dropout, in my opinion.
Classic.
But Yeah, man, Kanye put out some classics, man.
Yeah, that's another. Kanye and Game had a song here. What song is that?
That
Wouldn't
was
Get Far.
Yeah, that was one of the singles. Yeah, they were talking about like all the video vixens, I think, in that,
yeah,
that track.
Yeah, yeah.
He came
song?
Out with a video for that. I skip that sometimes.
It's alright.
It's alright.
That's like I think Kiss uses that sample for By Your Side. I think they both use that sample.
That's another song that I feel like Game said he didn't want to make. I feel like I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, he might
don't quote me on it, but I feel like I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, Kanye made a lot of great music, dude.
He did.
And then there's, like, rumblings about a new Jay album, too.
I heard that.
But now I'm hearing the 444 billboards and signs are, like, for some movie he's putting out, like a title exclusive. I hate that. I hate the title exclusive, man. I hate
to What do you mean? Like, the streaming service is putting out something that... No one else is getting...
Title only exclusive for, like, a single. When you know damn well a week later it's going to be on Apple
yeah,
Music.
Yeah, yeah. And I hate the Apple Music. You can't listen to certain songs. I don't know what it is.
That's all streaming stuff, dude. Like, I've been, like...
That's the only thing I don't like about the streaming shit.
Like,
certain
albums, like, you can only listen to certain songs.
I hate it.
But then, like, you type in the song name, and, like, the single will be there to listen to sometimes.
Really?
Or
sometimes we get the clean version.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? I'll be sitting there listening to Flesh and Blood of My Blood, whatever, and Slippin' will come on from X, and the song is clean. I'm like,
yo,
why?
No, Slippin's different, dude. Slippin's different.
Why?
Like, it's hard to find a dirty version of Slippin'.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Anywhere. I think even like
really?
If you bought
the album. Really?
Yeah. Like
I didn't
the whole
know that.
Album will be
but why?
Except, dude, I don't know.
Hmm.
If anybody knows why Slippin', like part of the hook, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't say the M-word or something, I think. Or it's like, it's like something like in a hook. Where
slipping,
like,
falling, can't get
it's
out.
It's like either, it doesn't say the M word or the F word, but like, it's so hard to find like a track that he does. It's like weird. It's, I don't know. But what were we talking about?
I forget,
I totally forget.
Fuck. Yeah, either way, is there anything else happening in battle rap right now that we can talk about?
We talked about it. We got Double Impact. You got Ascension. I think Fettuccine, is it Fettuccine battling today?
No. I don't know. About what happened? Something about the flight. Yo, said I don't Saint know. Blake
didn't get his flight booked or something.
I don't fucking know, dude.
I don't know, man. I seen something on Facebook, but yeah, man.
Yeah, I think that's going to do it right there, man. It's fucking hot as balls out right
this
now.
Running Back Podcast.
Episode 3.
Shout out to Barnaby's Haverton.